Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the way we win. You already, look, you already know the deal. I do this to you. I pretty much do this to you every week. Right? Get involved. Get engaged. Have a clue on what's happening. And that's how you win. Anybody surprised? Shocked? Shocked, I tell you. Shocked. That they're finding more documents at Joey B's house, right? Come on. You with me here? Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there as well. But it's all, in all seriousness, it's all sincerity. I mean, are you really shocked? That I mean, I'm telling you. Think about it. They're... They're making an appointment to come over and check Joey B's place. Now, they've left, the Bidens have left the one residence to go to another while the FBI searches the one they've left, which I find hilarious. I'm sorry, but they do. It's like, listen, I'm going to be there Monday morning at 9 or, you know, Saturday afternoon. Can you guys please make sure you're not there so we don't have any issues or problems? Yeah, and thank you for giving us 2 days to clear the place before you show up. All right, good, great. That's what's happening, right? And now what's going to happen when they go look at the other place? Now that they know that they're finding documents, one or two things going on here in my feeble little mind. Right? Either they're setting Joe up, they're done with him, because if you notice, the biggies aren't even protecting him anymore. Right? No, they're not. They, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, and the 26 others, they're not protecting him anymore. And to use an old phrase, what's up with that? So I think, they kind of gave up. You can't keep doing this. You can't keep, at some point in time, you start to look stupid. And well, it was a long time ago for them. But what you got going on now is you got people in the street saying there's something up. Right? They know it. The average American is starting to pick up on this. And I thought it was interesting. I heard some interviews going on the weekend. I can't tell you where it is. Right? But I heard some interviews over the weekend where one fellow said he's been a Democrat all his life. And he goes, why are they doing this to him? He's not going to be able to keep his business open. Why are they doing this to him? I thought that was interesting, the mindset of that. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563.
And again, I really do appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, that simple. All right, what do we got? This is great. You know, we kept hearing, I know, I'll get to more about this other stuff afterwards. You know, Atlanta is burning, and CNN, MSNBC, ABC, the UFG is telling us that it's a peaceful protest. Everything's cool, nothing to worry about, nothing to see here. Isn't that great of them? When do they stop? When do they actually stop lying? Or maybe they just consider it so much the truth. There is no really stop lying. And what's peaceful? What do they consider peaceful? Seriously. You have to ask the question. When they were reporting what was going on downtown, you've got, and some of you have already seen this, I don't have to tell you this again, but they have vehicles burning in the background. Okay? You're seeing pictures of broken glass, broken doors, broken windows. You've even got one, was he on CNN? Defender, if you would. Say, well, the difference, you really can't have violence against property. That's why he wasn't considering it a violent protest. So, smashing windows, smashing doors, burning cars is fully acceptable in a riot scenario. Look, except when it's happening at the Capitol, right? Or around the Capitol. And this is the best way to show people how to fix things when you think something's up. I mean, this is all over the death, I guess, of a black man who, we'll get into more of that later. Because there's a lot more to that story than what, obviously, I can't, you know, I don't expect any more than what the news is showing you. But now that, I'm looking at video. I just can't, you know, again, there's one Antifa whacktoid screaming and yelling that they need to give her their badge numbers while they're trying to arrest somebody. I'd say, hey, sweetheart, line up, you're next. Yeah, just right there. Just stand next to the wall. We'll get to you in just a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Let's see what Kimberly Moran has to say about this. Be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's just bring her in because I have so much fun when she's on with me. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. Always love it when she's on with me. Kimberly, how are we doing in chilly New England?
So far, so good. Still have power. There's thousands without it, so you know I'm knocking on wood.
Yeah, I know it's people don't realize how bone, you know. I live what, two blocks from the water in Boston, and in cold months, there's no getting warm. You can set your own skin on fire. You can't get warm. It's just tough.
I used to live in Gloucester. And there was always a breeze. I mean, we didn't need the AC in the summer because it was always.
You didn't live in Gloucester? You live in Gloucester?
No, I'm Gloucester. I'll say it with an accent, Gloucester.
Yeah, people, you got to be from New England to understand
the way
some of the names of
these
places.
Well, yeah, normally you would look at it and say Gloucester.
Yeah, Yep.
When I was a kid, that's what I had, word zester. That's what I did. But then, you know, you learn different.
All right, so listen, I want to get your input on these peaceful protests going on in Atlanta. And did you see a couple of reporters say, again, the lunacy. There's a police car in the background that's burning, that's on fire, right? You got smashed windows. And then one CNN commentator said, look, there's a difference between breaking property and, you know, hurting people. So if you're breaking property, even if you're setting it on fire and it doesn't belong to you, apparently that's considered a peaceful protest.
Yeah, they called that guy an independent journalist, quote unquote. He's really works for Antifa. So he's not an independent journalist, just like no one on CNN is an independent journalist. It's just so much propaganda and BS, and they just keep pushing it out there. I mean, every day there's more and more, and they just don't stop. And a lot of people have woken up to it. I mean, you can look at videos on Twitter or social media and see the violence that these scumbags were committing. They always commit violence. That's what they do. This whole thing started because they committed violence, because one of their scum people shot at police. I'm sorry, whether he shot at police or whether he shot at a regular person, he deserves to get shot back at. I don't care who you are. Moron.
No. You don't know that he wasn't shooting just to scare the police. So why did, you know?
Doesn't matter. Bullet comes your way, you have a right to defend yourself.
I know. It's amazing now to where every little thing is scrutinized, no matter what you do, no matter what you do wrong. Well, I shouldn't say that. Let's just be blunt about it. Whatever a person of color does towards the police, you have to be triple careful as a police officer to make sure you don't make one little mistake.
It's most just of Antifa are upper class, wealthy, rich, extremely mentally ill brats. Whenever I see one that's older, I'm like, what is wrong with that one? They are usually mentally ill, mentally defective, and they come from wealthy families. These aren't like of the people, by the people. They come from one guy came from a multi-million, he lived in a multi-million dollar home in Maine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what's the matter, man? We're too bored for you, little boy. So he has to go cause trouble all over. Then that idiot Clark's daughter, son, whatever it is, and boss. There was only two people in Atlanta that were from Georgia, or one. One or two were from Georgia, Joe. These people are being sent by the left all over the country to cause problems, violence, murder, mayhem. And nothing happens to them as a result.
Well, what about the five Memphis police officers that were fired after that suspect dies, right? Tyree Nichols? Did you hear about that one?
Which one was that?
That was when he was pulled over by the cops January 7th. The police department said that it had been some sort of confrontation. Nichols ran away, but then was arrested later, where they started to have another confrontation. Then he starts, ready for this one, he starts complaining that he can't breathe. So he was taken to the hospital. He died 3 days later.
Oh, wait, yeah. No. I'm thinking of a different one. There's so many of them. There's so many.
Right, there is some. And I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, but these are five black cops, okay? The assailant, or whatever you want to call him, was a black suspect.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to say that they violate, you know.
No racism.
Well, they say it was an excessive use of force by the police.
So I don't. They say that if a police officer touches you with his finger, just points to something on you, they're going to say that now. That's how they've been doing this. They're doing this. This is intentional. They have to make people hate the police, distrust the police, the government. This is all intentional. As you know, you already know that. I don't have to tell you that. But they want people to not trust the police, and they're just going to keep attacking them. You know, remember, Democrats said, no, we want to fund the police after really, like, doing all kinds of things to dismantle, defund, et cetera, you know, behind the scenes.
Right. Well, I think it's, to your point, though, here is, again, there are five black officers. Let's go after them, too. That way we just show that all police are bad. All police are nasty. You can't trust yep. any of them. And I think that's the goal here, is to make it
yes.
so it doesn't matter what color you are. Once you become a cop, you become yes. either a racist or whatever.
Well, and who wants to become a cop now? Why would you? I know I wouldn't. You walk up to a car, someone's breaking the law. You pull them over, you walk up to the car, you have no idea what you're walking up to.
It's true.
None. You don't know who's in the back seat. You don't know if that person's armed. You don't know if that person hates cops. You don't know if that person is a violent mental defective like Antifa. You have no idea. I couldn't. Or if you go to a domestic, you've seen it. A domestic abuse call. Cops have to go, right? They can yep. save a woman's life. Yep. And then they end up getting killed because it's a setup or the guy's angry and he takes it out on the cops.
So why don't we just do what the Dems want you to do, right? We'll set up a small team
social
of domestic abuse counselors. And when you get that call to the police station, right, where a woman is pleading for her life or screaming that her husband's going to kill her, we'll just send over the domestic abuse squad.
No social worker is going to do that. I'll tell you right now. They know better. They know better. They're not stupid. Oh. Democrats are stupid. Social workers are not. They deal with these kind of situations all the time, and that's not the time for them to be there.
Oh,
they would end up being killed, and they're not even armed.
Yeah, no question about it. Look, I'm there with you. And it's kind of funny to watch these, to your point, watch the Dems and others think they have it all together. They never go to the people that are actually involved in the situation, like these social workers. Say, what do you think we should do? You guys are on the front lines, or we want you on the front lines. Anyway, gotta go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up this evening.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Authorities in Southern California say they found multiple weapons and ammo at the home of the suspect accused of carrying out last weekend's mass shooting. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said the search of the suspect's home indicated
items that lead us to believe the suspect was manufacturing homemade firearm suppressors. An unknown amount of .308 caliber and 9mm caliber ammunition.
72-year-old Van also had a limited criminal history and was arrested for unlawful possession of a firearm decades ago. President Biden will continue, quote, delivering for the American people, despite scrutiny over his handling of classified documents from his time as vice president and senator. That's according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. More classified materials were found at Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home during a search Friday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-SHOW. 855-732-5563. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Where, you know, look, Mike Lindell has made it so some of us can actually pick up a few bucks. You can save a few bucks. Isn't that what you want to do? You get to save a few bucks. We pick up a few bucks. Everybody wins. People keep their jobs. The money stays here in this country. It doesn't go over to China where they hate your guts and everything about you. So stop feeding the people who hate you. Stop giving the enemy your money. Buy the stuff here. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. My God. All right. Get over. Somebody said, hey, those slippers are kind of expensive. Yeah, actually they are. But if you use a promo code, you save like $60. They come down to about $39 or $49. Decent pair of slippers. Don't be cheap. Okay, they'll last you a while. I've had mine for like 3 years now. They're not elegant. I wouldn't wear them out to dinner, okay? But I'll wear them out to the mailbox. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her helping kick off the week. And, you know, Kimberly, do you have the sheets?
Yes. I have the sheets, a duvet cover, and pillows. And I got my husband the slippers. He loves them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but you don't wear them out. He doesn't wear them out to dinner. Tell me he doesn't wear them out
to
dinner.
No, he does not. I'm not letting my husband wear slippers out to dinner. Okay? No, but he wears them to the mailbox.
Yeah, that's what I mean, seriously. And they're made here. They're made... you know, and they're shipped from here. Everything happens here in this country for the most part.
Yeah.
When it comes to the MyPillow people. And again, he does support the things that we support. Like, that's why I get nuts with these people that go to Starbucks and places like that. Where does their money go? Who are they supporting? We already know where they stand. So
I go to a local coffee shop now that I discovered only like around Thanksgiving because my friend showed me. I don't even go to Dunkin' Donuts anymore.
Really?
Yes, this place I go to called Heavenly Donuts is so much better. Oh, my good Lord. So good. And they don't F up your order either. they're so good.
Well, there's not many. See, I only have two Dunkin' Donuts in my area. It's the first time. I mean, I've been out here for a long time. And it's, you know, I go because I'm used to going. I like it. And the donuts are good, too. So that's beside the point. Anyway.
I got to send you some Heavenly Donuts. They have large glazed croissants. Yeah. Oh, my own. I'm telling you.
You're going to make me walk up under the chair and go get something sweet. I just got a whole bunch of Drake's cakes in, but I'm not telling anybody. So
I do stash.
My brother used to send them to me, but Tammy threatened him, and he won't send them anymore, so whatever.
Oh, that is hilarious. So is it one of those, please put it in plain brown boxing so she doesn't know what they are?
No, he would send it in a brown box. There'd be two cases of, like, everything. And finally she told him, you better stop, kind of thing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, I think you kind of alluded to this earlier, but the that Democrat rep's trans son was arrested for attacking a cop at the protest.
He was defacing property on the Boston Common, and then when they were going to arrest him, then he resisted arrest and was fighting with the cop. Yep.
Was he defacing that new phallic statue there in the Boston Common?
No. It was the gazebo. I think it was the gazebo. That's what I saw pictures of anyway. I'm like, why do these scumbags come from out of state? It's not even people from Boston or the state or like Atlanta. It wasn't even people from those cities, and they trashed those cities and harmed those cops and cost taxpayers in those cities thousands and thousands of dollars in damage and police time. Those cops could have been those cops were pulled away from residents who might have had a 911 emergency.
Yep.
These people are total scum. And yeah, that's the woman who said her son, daughter, whatever it is, said, he has nightmares about climate change. Yeah, no wonder your kid's doing this kind of stuff. He's all effed up because of you. He's all screwed up because his mother made him all screwed up.
Yeah. There was a speech. I have to clean it up before I play it, but one of the English legislators was laying out what's wrong with these woke kids. The only thing they've been taught is to fight everything. Everything is wrong. They're victims, and the only way to do it is to complain about it. They're not taught how to fix anything.
Oh, I saw that. That was a great speech.
Destroying stuff doesn't fix anything.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a great speech.
Yep.
It's not teaching them anything. It's teaching them, you're right, just to be victims all the time. They're always right. No one else's opinion matters. No, we can't work together. Everybody has to do what they want. It doesn't matter if other people's opinions. Yeah, that's the generation we have upcoming. Not millennials, but the one after them. What is it, Gen Z? And I don't even know what the heck's going to happen with the generation after that.
I don't even keep up with them anymore because
I can't.
You don't know which year is what year for which group. So
no, this is true. I forget which. I think Gen Z is the one now. And then the one behind them, the little kids now, I don't know if that's a different generation yet or not. Those kids are going to really be screwed up because of what they've done, what they suffered through with COVID and all that crap.
Well, here's what I love. This Catherine Clark out of Massachusetts, the legislator.
Yeah.
She says, last night my daughter, her son, was arrested in Boston. I love Riley, and this is a very difficult time in the cycle of joy and pain in parenting. Right, and I'm thinking to myself, he wouldn't be there if you had given him something concrete. You know, these kids grow up. We won't tell them what's right or wrong anymore. These parents won't. Our parents did. We won't tell them what's right or wrong. We won't hold their feet to the fire. There's no consequences for what they do. And then they wonder why they do stupid stuff like this, right?
Well, yeah. And he's a privileged white kid. He's not some kid suffering under oppression. None of these people are oppressed and fighting really against fascism. These people are all white privileged upper class tools. And they just are mentally defective and have nothing better to do but attack and harm other people, businesses, whatever.
What I love though, they're getting reports that some of these people, the Antifa people down in Atlanta, actually were rioting. They had arms. They were armed and they had explosives. And you're going, okay, so when does it become not peaceful? When they actually light one of these things off and kill somebody? How does that work?
I mean, the whole thing started because they shot at cops. So, you know, it started not being peaceful. They should have never been allowed to be on that land. They should have been all thrown off. It's private property. There was a building being put up and built there. They were living in tree houses, and mommy and daddy were probably adding money to their debit cards so they could go get more edibles and more booze and food. I mean, or whoever is, like, paying for them to wreak havoc and do this kind of stuff.
You think about they try to equate these to the protests of the 60s, but the protests of the 60s, these people gave it up themselves. They lost days of work, okay? They spent all night out in the street without mommy and daddy showing up with food for them. You know, and for the most part, it wasn't people with, you know, guns and explosives, right? They were doing sit-ins. They were doing marches. Those were peaceful protests. Not what's going on right now.
Well, you also had what's going on right now, too, though, with who's that idiot?
I know. The Weather Underground.
Weather Underground, yeah. Those idiots. They were violent. They were like Antifa. They were violent.
Yeah, but they were fringe groups.
And they got away with it.
They weren't the norm. They weren't the mainstream, right?
I don't know.
I know. You were a baby. You were probably still in diapers back then. Thanks.
I don't know.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah.
But Joe, were they the fringe, really? Yeah, they weren't like the mainstream Democrats and left. But were they really the fringe, knowing what we know about the Democrat Party now?
Okay, all right. I got what you're saying there, but I guess what I'm trying to say is you didn't have every major city in the country
being burned down
and in the face of the police officers and that kind of stuff. Not like it's happening now.
Right. Well, you have different things going on. Well, so that fringe never left the Democrat Party. That fringe never stopped.
Oh, no. They're
active.
Still there. Yeah.
Yeah. They're teaching at universities now. They're teaching these kids to be freaks of life. So they're teaching these kids now, and these are the people that said, against the man, we're against the man, and then they became the man, and now they're trying to destroy everything because they're basically communist socialists that they hate individuality, they hate our freedoms, these are the people that push gun control, yet they have guns, right?
Yep.
And they're the violent ones.
All right, well, we're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. Double to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOKE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution, but please get informed first. All right, I mean, it's really the way to do it. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And, you know, she just nailed me on bad numbers during the break. Thanks a lot. At least she didn't do it live. But, no, I told you. I don't want to use her name because I'm not so sure. I want to make sure I would get them right first. But I was telling you that there's, like, according to the numbers I was looking at, there were 350 million or over 350 million registered gun owners in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that number was incorrect.
Well, because not everybody... So I'm saying registered. The word is registered. Because I think I know what org you're talking about. There is an org that puts numbers out, but it's based on background checks. Like how many background checks were given.
Right.
Or put out there by, you know, when you have to call for an FFL dealer, because I don't have to register anything here. You know what I mean? How many states do you not have to register? There's some states like Massachusetts, California, where you have to register guns, but you don't in a lot of other states. So that's what I'm saying. I think it's just the terminology. It's bad. It's really, they look at background checks, and I think there's way more than that.
But would you agree that there's 300 to 400 million guns in the hands of Americans?
They've been using that number. for $350 million or $300 million for a long time. I'm pretty sure it's probably $400 million.
Yeah.
And so, 100 million gun owners.
If that's being the case, and that would denote that some people have multiple guns, right? Because if you look at the numbers, you'd be saying that every man, woman, and child own a gun, but we know that's not the case. I know people that have 20, 25 guns.
Do you only have one pair of shoes, Joe?
What's that?
Do you only own one pair of shoes?
No.
No, you have different shoes for different purposes. So there you go.
Yep.
Same thing.
Based on their logic, okay, about these crazy gun owners, anybody who wants to own a gun, look at Joey B, you know, anybody who wants to own a semi-automatic, well, he calls them automatic, but whatever. Anybody who wants to own a semi-automatic gun is crazy in the head. They don't need a semi-automatic gun. Well, based on what they say on a regular basis, there should be, I mean, mass shootings every day in this country.
I had a gun control absolute idiot tell me yesterday, a toddler shoots somebody every day.
Toddlers?
A toddler shooting someone every day. I'm like,
God bless.
So these people are intentionally ill-informed by Democrats, because Democrats consistently lie. The MSM, the media, the lies. It's all fear-mongering and propaganda lies, because they basically want these people to give up their rights, right? And just let the government have control. That's why they call it gun safety, gun violence. They make up terms that are completely not true to get people on board, but they make these people look foolish. And if you're a lawmaker, you should know the laws. Am I not right? If you're a lawmaker?
You can what?
You should know the laws. Like Hakeem Jeffries. God, that guy is an... I'm watching my mouth. He's such a horrible person. I think he's actually possibly worse than Pelosi. excuse me. You know, he makes up lies about gun control. It's like, dude, you're lying. It's a federal law. You should know the laws as a lawmaker. But he lies because his supporters are stupid, but he also thinks Americans in general are stupid. What does that tell you about congressmen or representatives that are supposed to represent we the people, that they lie to you intentionally because they think you're stupid?
Oh, because the majority of people, okay, when I was a kid growing up, my dad, my uncles and others, would always, they had this saying back then that said, most people are a victim of the last headline they read. Not the last article, not their last story, but the last headline. Well, the only difference between then and now is those headlines come at you 24/7 all day long, right?
Oh, my good Lord, from multiple different places. You can get them on your phone, on your computer, on your TV. I don't know if anyone actually reads the newspaper anymore, but you're getting them all over the place. Yeah, you're right. Hit with them.
Yeah, so it's a matter of, that's why I always say, you know, get informed. That way you can inform them. Ask them some stupid questions, you know. I mean, seriously, sometimes a simply placed logic question to somebody will, like, all their gears will come to a grinding halt because they don't know how to answer you.
Well, that's one of the things I always say. I'm like, what new gun control? California has some of the strictest gun control laws in the country, if not the strictest.
Yep.
Yet there was just 3 mass shootings there. And what gun control, what new gun control law would have changed that? Murder is already illegal. Assaulting anyone is already illegal.
Having a gun that has a 30-round magazine is illegal.
Yeah. Probably carrying a firearm without a license or permit, illegal. I mean, what other laws could have been added to stop these people? You guys have all the laws. You have all the gun control laws other than outright just going into people's houses and taking them.
Yeah.
And you guys have that, too, because you have red flag laws. So what other gun control laws would have stopped this? That's what they don't get. Gun control laws don't stop criminals. In fact, they enable criminals, because criminals don't obey the laws.
Nope.
Those laws are only used as punishment for criminals. What those gun control laws do, though, is make it harder for the innocent and the law-abiding to protect themselves from those criminals.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Now, Now you have to start getting down into the dark and dirty and say, okay, do they really want to do this? Are they really trying to unarm, the American citizen, the law-abiding citizen, so they can kind of try to take over everything else? Because yep. They know that the criminals will be the only ones that will have it, and they're going to tell you we're the only ones that can protect you?
No, look at what they've done. Look at what they've done already. Criminals are coddled around the country. It's not just California and New York. It's all around the country. Criminals are coddled, and they get away with really severe and violent crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And victims have no... It's like victims have no representation anymore. They're already doing it.
Well, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. It's getting to the point where the criminal has more rights. We've got the L.A. County yes. Board of Supervisors. Los Angeles County probably has, nothing probably, it does. It has more employees, a bigger budget, a larger police force than most third world countries when it comes to, dollars and people. They have their own little navy, they have the whole nine yards. And yet they're talking about shutting, you ready for this one? Shutting down the jails.
What?
Yeah, shutting down the jail. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so what do you do with those people? What do you do with the mass murderers? Are we going to have, instantaneous corporal punishment? No, it's not going to happen.
So
I mean, really.
What's their plan?
They don't have one.
Oh, my God.
No
California,
kidding.
California,
don't have one.
It's going to be, pretty soon, New York is going to be like Escape from New York, the movie. And California is going to be Mad Max.
Yeah, I don't know what they think. Don't know what they think.
This started years ago, Joe. Remember when they closed all the mental institutions?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were some issues, and people were being abused, experimented on. That should have ended. There should have been accountability, transparency. But instead, they closed them all and said, we'll put all these mentally ill people on psychotropic drugs that we really don't know how they behave on them, but it seems to make them be okay, so let them live in society, even though they had it tested to see if it really works. That's another issue we have today. So we have no mental institutions to put people in and to keep themselves safe and society safe, and people are on these whacked out drugs, and these guys are letting criminals just run free. But, run the place is what they're doing. Letting criminals run the place, and they want to disarm us or make it so we can't protect ourselves from the people they're letting run loose all over the country.
Yeah, she's talking. The one that's pushing this on L.A. County and not getting much pushback is Sheila Kuehl, right? She wants to close down the largest jail facility in Los Angeles County, totally demolish it, and redirect the dollars. You ready for this one? She wants to redirect the dollars to having care workers work with communities, the black community, Latinx community. I mean, the whole nine yards, all the buzzwords of the day. And it's just amazing. You look at this and you just say to yourself, my God, is anybody there dealing with reality? Anybody there turning around and saying, well, wait a minute. Where are you going to put these people? The jail is not filled with mentally ill men.
No, it's filled with violent criminals.
Oh, yeah, but listen, they're violent because they had a bad upbringing. You don't know where they grew up. You don't know.
And why did that start? Democrats, every time they say they want to help, it just means they want to further destroy.
Yeah.
Because that's what they did, and that's why this is happening.
Okay, where do people find you?
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
There you go. Joe Mateo, your host. Guys, don't go far. You got two more hours of me, and I got a lot to complain about. Be back in a few minutes.